You don't have to jump over there. You can jump here.
Like your little cat butthole.
It's like a little belly button.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
See, people have told us that they were like missing seeing Pookie every day. So I said, well, we could do a sidetrack today because we have a couple things to talk about. And as soon as we like both sat in here and started recording, she was like, I said, hey, Pookie, why don't you stick your butt in the camera just for old time's sake? And she did exactly
That's her back belly button. She's got a front belly button and a back belly button. What are you doing? Come here.
Pookie, you're ridiculous. You're a ridiculous, ridiculous kitty. Look how bright that light in the background is. I wonder why that happened.
I don't know.
Oh, well. That's too late now.
Which one?
The one of the blue ones is, like, white.
Where are you seeing that?
Like, right...
Oh, it's right here.
Right here. But look how white it is, like, on the...
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't look white when you look at it.
We got two more lights, but I think they're coming tomorrow.
It's all... Everything's all fucked up in my house. Everything's fucked up.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't like that before.
Yeah. The weird thing is, like, we got these lights, and, like, some of them, if you like, put it on the color and the brightness that you want, and they stay there, like, when you turn them off or unplug them or whatever. But then there are two of them that every time you turn it on, it goes back to, like, a default color. I'm not sure why. They're all the same brand.
Yeah. I gotta take it in another room. There's little remotes for it. There must be something I have to do.
Yeah, probably. Because this one over here, it's like we have it like set to kind of like a pinkish red color, but every time like I unplug it and plug it back in or turn it back on, it goes back to like magenta, which is very, very strange. And then the other ones don't really do that.
Look at her. So she just comes running in.
She's like, you can't shut me out. Pow! She comes in like she's coming in the fucking bar or whatever. Yeah. So the reason I wanted to do a sidetracks today was because we saw like a really good movie last night, and it was one of those ones that kind of fell into that gray area between not new enough for matinee and not old enough for retrospective, but I still wanted to kind of talk about it. So I said, well, fuck it. We'll just do like a sidetrack show, I guess, about it. And so Shudder just added it, and it's called Turbo Kid.
Yeah, it was awesome. Turbo Kid. And the movie's about 4 or 5 years old already.
Yeah, I think it came out. Well, the copyright on the end said 2014, but I think it was released in 2015.
Yeah, it's a Canadian movie.
Canadian New Zealand.
Yeah, it's got some people from New Zealand in it. And it's a fake 80s movie.
Yeah.
It's a post-apocalyptic superhero movie.
That's super, super gory.
Yeah, super. That's super gory and super funny and very good-hearted. It's very 80s themed. It had 80s fucking soundtrack. It even had like heavy metal
like
lyrics.
A power ballad at the beginning, like hilarious. Yeah, it's like hilarious. Fucking Survivor or something.
Yeah, yeah. Everything is meant to fucking be from that genre, but they're using modern technology, and this is kind of what they wanted an 80s movie, low-budget movie to look like back in the 80s, but they couldn't do it. You know what I mean? But with technology now, you can make that 80s tone the way they really wanted it to look back then.
Yeah.
But we couldn't do it. You know, we didn't have it. But even the special effects are kind of like, even though they're a lot better than they had in the 80s, they were 80s style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They didn't look realistic.
Right.
They looked like some out of Power Rangers.
But they did. But you could tell that they did that on purpose.
Yeah, because
they were
trying
to get a particular aesthetic.
Yeah.
About it. But it's like, I love the fucking conceit of this movie. Which is like, we started watching, like, Shudder just added it. And, you know, I don't know, if you don't have Shudder, they have, instead of, like, star ratings, they have little skulls. So this one had like 5 skulls, and not a lot of movies have that, other than like a couple old John Carpenter ones and stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, well, that's a recommendation. Yeah. So we started watching it, and immediately, like when that power ballad came on,
I was like, okay.
We were like, okay, I see where this is going. And right. And this ended up being like, so it homaged like so many movies from back then, particularly Cherry 2000. Like, and the plot is very Cherry 2000.
Very similar, yeah.
It's kind of, it's set in 1997, but it's an alternate 1997. It's as though, like, the apocalypse happened in the 80s, and now it's 1997. Because I guess because a lot of movies that were set in the 80s, like 1997.
But
was,
it
like,
also homages, fucking Fallout. Because he's got basically a Pip-Boy.
Yeah.
And some of the technology is way beyond what you could get in the 80s. It was 80s fantasy technology.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? But it was pretty cool. It's a boy meets girl story. A boy in the apocalypse meets this super cute girl who's like, she's been alone on her own. I don't want to fucking spoil
the movie.
Yeah,
don't spoil it. Like, she's weird, but...
Yeah, she's weird, but it all makes sense.
But it makes sense later.
She's like, she's been on her own for a long time. She's really trying to please him, you know what I mean? And fucking be his friend. And he doesn't really want to be her. He doesn't trust her, you know. But it takes time for him to get to know her. And then there's bad guys. And then there's another guy who's kind of like a cross between a cowboy and Indiana Jones. It's his buddy. And it's got Michael Ironside as the villain, and he fucking Ironsides the fuck out of this movie. they told him to set the Ironside setting on fucking 11. All right, he had it set on 11, so you could tell he was having a lot of fun with the fucking movie. The gore's off the charts. It was good though.
It
was funny. It was
the
funny
gore gags in this.
This is
like some Peter Jackson Dead Alive kind of shit that happened in this. Some of the gore gags in this, we were just dying. We were like cracking up so hard. Like, they're super gross, but they're like super creative and super funny.
So they're taking the post-apocalyptic theme and then mixing it with superhero and fucking Fallout. And it was fucking awesome. I was just in it for, you know, I was a few minutes into it and I was going like, I'm getting kind of like, this is the vibe that Cherry 2000 wanted.
Yeah.
If you guys never seen that one, that one's pretty good too.
I think it's free on YouTube.
I think it's free on YouTube. Yeah. It's got Melanie Griffith in it, and it's a post-apocalypse. It's cheap, but it does have its moments though. It does have some good. It's funny too. You know, it's kind of a.
But I have to say, I liked this a lot better.
This is a lot better.
I like Cherry 2000. And fun fact, one of my brother's old punk bands back in the 80s was or 80s or 90s was named Cherry 2000 after that movie, because he really liked that movie. But we just watched Cherry 2000 probably like a month ago, something like that. Because like I said, it's free on YouTube, and I liked it. But this one was a lot better because. I don't know. There was something just really, really endearing about this movie, like about the characters and about like the relationships with one another. Yeah. And I just really liked, and they were homaging the 80s without being super obvious, but I like that, you know, they homaged like Army of Darkness, some other things, but without being too like wink, wink, hey, look at what we're homaging type of thing. Like it just seemed very pure hearted.
The movie is what the movie you wanted to see back then when you were like 10, but they never made it. When you were like between that 10 and 18. Although, you know what I mean? I could have watched this shit at 20. I enjoyed it at my age, you know what I mean? But I would at 20, I'd have fucking loved it. And I think you're right. I think it had a lot to do with the tone of the movie. It's a fun tone. The relationship between all the characters is fucking like, everything's like normal, kind of normal, sweet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's a good way to put it, you know what I mean? Although there's villains, you know, they're fucking doing fucked
up
shit.
That are doing really fucked up
but
shit.
But kind of like this boy-girl dynamic is very fucking kind of like, it's lacking nowadays in movies, you know what I mean? I don't like any of that fucking weird, like, I don't know, weird kind of forced cultural Marxism or intersectionalism or any of that. I just like just way normal people are, regular people are, and it's just like, regular people to me, although it is a fantasy, you know, but it's kind of like, you know what I mean? Fucking it's kind of like a relationship that fucking teenagers would fucking love to have. It's what it seems like, you know what I mean? To me.
Yeah. And I think like the, you know, the awkwardness between them and like her being like super weird and like seemingly like really aggressive with her friendliness. And he's like, doesn't know what to do with that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Cause he's like the wasteland kind of thing.
Yeah. And he's in his apocalyptic bunker. You know what I mean? Fucking trying to be a man, making it on his own. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess he was making it on his own.
He was making it on his own.
Yeah. It's like,
but
I'm not
he didn't want her tagging along. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah. It's like, he had like a little man cave down there and everything was like all these like,
don't
toys,
touch my stuff.
Like with all these toys and comic books and stuff like that. Cause he was like really into comic
books. She softens his ass up though.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Well, not really. It might be she kind of hardens his ass up too.
Well, that too.
Like, yeah.
Well, you know, he has to man up. You know what I mean? And, you know, he puts himself out there for it. I don't want to spoil the movie.
Don't. And like I said, now, even though this is like a really sweet, charming, like 80s throwback,
there's a lot of violence.
It's not for kids. It's like super, super violent and really, really gory. Like I said, think like, you know, early Peter Jackson type of, not quite that gross, but like really, really bloody. There's a lot of like beheadings, you know, saw blades going with like fucking arms flying and shit like that.
The whole time I'm looking at the girl, her name's Apple.
Yeah.
And
just like Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter.
The whole time I'm looking at her, you know what I mean? I'm going, man, she looks familiar. And at the end, towards the end, I'm going, Jenny, she looks fucking familiar. She goes, that looks just like Brittany. We got a friend that looks just like that.
Looks just like, in the face, she looks just like that.
Yeah,
in the face,
yeah. Brittany's probably about a foot taller, though.
Yeah, because this girl was probably like average height. Brittany's like pretty tall.
I think that girl's 5'2".
But yeah, the second I saw her, I was like, oh my God, that looks just like Brittany. But I didn't say anything. But like later on in the movie when you said, hey, she looks familiar.
I think Brittany might be about 5'8". Although we only see her in those big ass shoes.
Yeah, I don't ever see her barefoot. Yeah. She's always like running around.
She might be around that size.
She might be like, because I think people think I'm a lot taller than I am too, because I always wore like big platform boots, but I'm only like 5'3" or so.
It's hard to say.
But yeah, so
it's a great movie though.
It's like amazing that I hadn't heard of it because I said, I guess it came out in 2015 and I guess it played at like South by Southwest and it got like, I think it's got like 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. And so it's got like really good reviews and stuff. And they were even talking about like making a sequel.
It got okay. They're making it.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
They got a script and everything.
They announced that back in 2016.
The last I heard that they have a script and everything. They want to do it. They're looking for backers, but I think they said they had some people that were interested. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I don't know how much
the guy who made
any.
This movie was just got off of making something else.
Yeah, because I think it was three writer directors, and I think they're from Quebec. I think.
Yeah,
And I'm not sure if that's where they shot this. So like I said, it was partial New Zealand funding.
The sequel will pretty much directly homage Mad Max.
Yeah.
So it needs more money. So there's going to be
vehicles. Yeah, I can see that.
What they did in this one, instead of having cars, they did what you would probably actually
really
see,
do in the apocalypse.
Which is they all had BMX bikes.
Because
they didn't have gasoline.
Which, like so, I said, that's very like you know, budget conscious for the movie, but also
realistic.
More realistic because
they didn't have anything.
Several years after the apocalypse, there wouldn't be any fuel, so you can't use cars or anything like that unless you figure out how to make cars run on water or some shit. So it's like seems better. Yeah. I don't know. It's just using a bike seems better all around. They're quiet.
You don't have to feed it.
You don't have to feed it.
You feed
it's
yourself.
On a horse. Right. It's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It just seems like, yeah, it's a little bit slower, but it's better than walking.
And everybody, well, they had whole chase scenes on them. Because it's not like you had to go fast because that's everybody else.
Everybody had bikes too.
Everybody
just
had bicycles.
Not like...
So that's fast enough.
All you had to do, you just had your own legs, and you just had to like be faster than the other.
And
guy's
this apple
bike.
Chick's a trick. They'd be fucking riding for their life, being chased by these bands. She's been there smiling. The whole time.
And like I said, it's like you don't really know. Like I said, I know, I'm not going to spoil anything, but there is a reason like why she's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, because she comes off like really weird and you're like, what the hell is her deal? You know, not weird in a bad way, but like weird in a why
doesn't
is she
make
like
any sense.
That?
Yeah.
But there is a reason. So and you don't find out till later. But yeah, it's like, it just kind of popped up on Shudder and I was like, oh, that sounds funny. And
I want to own this one. I want to buy this one on Blu-ray.
Yeah, this is a really good one. I really liked it a lot. So, what else has been going on the last few days? Cause we haven't done a sidetracks in,
Hong Kong got snapped up by fucking China. I told you guys, we're going to end up in a cold war with China. I don't think it'll go hot. But China's going to be the next Soviet Union. It's swallowing up countries. Next, it's going to try to swallow up Taiwan.
Yeah.
I told you guys. I fucking told you. I keep my eye on this shit. A lot of people are kind of innocent, and they just, you know what I mean? They live in a world they want to live in. They're not living in a world that really is. They don't understand the fucking evil. You know what I mean? I understand evil. You know, I got a doctorate in it. I'm like Dr. Evil.
And $1 million.
Sometimes if you can take some shit, there are people in here that just will, you know, and whole organizations. And the CCP is like that. It's like a fucking criminal organization. It's like communist bandits. That's what it is. That's what they are. And they take things, man, just like Soviet Union. They just fucking take shit. And it's going to lead to trouble.
Speaking of evil, I got an email from one of our patrons, Dean, today, asking us if I had heard about this particular guy that went on a rampage and crime spree up in Nova Scotia. It wasn't that long ago. It was only about a month ago, like end of April. This fucking dude, I can't like remember what his name was, but the Prime Minister of Canada was like, let's not like get his name out there because we don't want to make dudes like this famous.
Oh, the guy dressed up like a cop.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
It's like, I hadn't heard about that, but like, I went to the Wikipedia page and wrote, what a fucking lunatic. I mean, this guy was like the same guy that, you know, we were talking about on that, on the review of Tread.
Yeah.
Like, this guy was similar to that, except way, way, way more destructive, because this guy actually did end up killing like 22 people or something like that. Like, yeah. He just goes around, it all, apparently, because he was kind of a dick before that, because people said, yeah, he used to dress up as a cop and like cosplay and stuff. And also, I think that he had also gotten in trouble for like beating up his wife at some point. So he so him and his wife had an argument at this party, and then he just like fucking went off the fucking deep end. He like handcuffed her in the house. Like, she managed to get away. He sets his own house on fire, and then he goes on this fucking rampage, and he just goes around shooting. Well, at first he goes around shooting people that he kind of knew, that I guess he thought were conspiring against him or something.
People he didn't like.
Yeah, people he didn't like. So he goes and shoots a bunch of people, sets their houses on fire, and then, like, as the, you know, it, because it was like a 1 or 2 day spree, and then he just starts shooting random people, like just kind of breaking into people's houses and shooting them and fucking setting their house on fire and shit like that.
I mean, shouldn't have fucked with him. I told him. I said, don't fuck with that dude.
So it's okay?
I'm just joking. I told them not to fuck with that guy we're talking about.
Well, at least they shot him and he's dead.
Shouldn't have fucked with him.
Well, that's the thing. Well, then this is the same thing, that it's like that dude on Tread. It's like no one was fucking with him, I don't think.
Yeah, no.
It's like, you know, at least not to the extent that he thought they were. Dude. And it's like everybody gets fucked with.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Dude, the dude blew.
Yeah, it's like, it's just, so that's like really scary to think that like people like that are just fucking one little atom away from, like, they just have one fight with their wife and all of a sudden, psh, and then, well, they just start fucking killing everybody. Like, fucking settle down.
There's a lot of people in the world.
I know.
A lot of them.
I know.
And there's always going to be a percentage of them that are fucking nuts.
Yeah, no shit.
And then if you look at what's happening in the world, you know, new paradigms are changing and things are fucking falling apart and fucking, you know, even institutions that people grew up believing in are being fucking unveiled as being fucking scams, and people aren't happy, and everything's totally polarized, and this will continue. It's just this isn't the end. This is the beginning. This is just how history works. I'm telling you, those borders on those maps are going to change.
Well, that's the thing, though. But it's like, that's the thing. You have to understand that, like, just change is inevitable, whether you like it or not. And it's like, there's not a lot you can do about it. It's like, I'm not saying that you just be complacent and roll over and stuff, but you really have to learn to deal with things without, like, flipping out and killing people, like this dude did. Just fucking...
Yeah, but you also have to deal with other people killing people, too.
Well, yeah, I know.
Everybody has to
and
deal with their...
That's what I
wrote... This is the shit... We don't live in an idealized world, you know? People are bad, you know, in general. I think they're just bad. And what makes them bad is that they don't agree, you know. Everybody believes in something different. Then you got a lot of them packed into one area. And they're going to fucking disagree over shit. And then no matter who you are, you're always going to think that somebody you disagree with is bad or evil. You know what I mean? And that they have to be punished. It doesn't matter. Everybody thinks that. And they start fighting. And then they start fighting for what they believe is right. And, you know, that's how new countries are formed. That's how shit falls apart. That's how civilizations rise and fall. It's just the way people are. That's why the elites want to do what they did on Blade Runner, just get rid of us. They want to replace us with robots.
Robots, fucking clones. That's what I, like, I read the Wikipedia page about that guy, and then, like, I just wrote back to Dean, and I was like, you know, it's like, every day I wake up and hope that humanity is not going to disappoint me, but I've never had that happen.
You're tripping.
I was like, you know what I mean? You try to be like optimistic, but you can't be. I was like, maybe someday I'll be able to move to the moon and it'll be nice and quiet.
Well, the big thing, I think the thing is just we're raised and we're instructed and taught certain things in school that are kind of that turn out not to be true. The concept of progress. All right. There's slight progress, but it's not progress like you think. It progresses towards something that you didn't want it to progress towards. That's one thing.
Well, the thing about it is not always. It's like I think the myth is that things progressively get better, which some things do, but some things don't. Oh, please don't. Please don't. Please
don't. Cat's going to step on the damn thing.
She's going to step on the thing while I'm trying to record.
Yeah. Right.
Please don't.
And, not, you know, so I think technology will continue to kind of progress, but that doesn't necessarily mean society will progress towards... Well, it all depends on what you believe progress is. You know what I mean? You have some people that believe that the height of progress is what's written in fucking the Quran and the Hadith and the Sunnah. You know what I mean? I don't think that that's progress, but they do, you know? And that's just an example. Everybody has their own opinion of what they think progress is. It's, you know, yeah. That's where the problem comes from.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if, you know, you can't think like, you know, I look back like 100 years or something like that, and I'm like, well, obviously things are like light years better than they were back then. I would not want to go back then, which is how I fucking, you know, but, judge that kind of shit.
But it's temporary, though.
Well, everything is.
You see history, it goes up and down and up and down and up and down. It's just, you can't depend on any of this.
Well, yeah.
It's just temporary.
That's why I try not to get too upset about it. Like I said, temporary. I'm not going to like flip out and like shoot a bunch of random people just because somebody made me mad about something. Yeah. That's dumb.
I mean, you know, you could scroll forward 300 years and then you'd find here on the American continent, maybe four countries. And there'd be something if three of them, say, did shit like didn't allow women to vote. Or some of them had reinstituted fucking slavery. But this time, white people are the slaves. Nothing fucking stays the same. It's changing constantly.
Yeah, I know. Well, like I said, I mean, you got to.
If you look at the Iranians, you know, over in Persia, you know, they have a long, long history, and they had a long history of fucking ethnic groups within Persia, fucking overthrowing one another and subjugating one another over and over again. That's kind of the way humans are.
I know. People are boring.
Yeah, that's the way they really are.
They bore me.
Yeah. So I don't
keep doing the same stupid shit over and over.
I don't have faith.
That's what I mean by being constantly disappointed in humans. You always want them to do something different, but that's not they're idiots.
I don't have any of these delusions. You know what I mean? Fucking.
Well, neither do I. Like I said,
I know it's fucked up, and it's going to continue to remain fucked up, and it might get even more fucked up. The only thing you can do is just keep your shit fucking wired tight and fucking. Do with it as it comes. Chances are it takes a long time. You'll be dead before it really gets bad.
Well, yeah, that's what I figure.
For civilizations to collapse and fall and divide, and new countries be formed, back in the old days, that took decades, decades, and decades. You know what I mean? You just look what happened to Rome. That took a long time.
It did, yeah.
Rome declined and fell for about 150 years.
Yeah.
Didn't happen overnight.
That's true.
And this is looking a lot like that. Diseases, wars, foreign wars, revolts, breakaway republics.
Although, like I said, you could argue that that's an ongoing...
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is not unusual. This is ongoing process. I mean. It's always like this.
Yeah. Well, there's Kitty Butt again.
There are good times and bad times. It's mostly bad times.
Well, you know,
if you stand back and look at it, it might be a good time for you because you might be getting something out of it at that moment.
Yeah.
You know, there's first person and third person views on this.
Well, yeah, like I said, there's only so much, you know, everybody's just one person. There's only so much you can do in the shit.
So like, you know, third person, you might say the Great Depression was a terrible time. But for some people, first person view of that, they were fucking making money hand over fist. And nobody else had any money, so they could buy everything up cheap. They were the big man on fucking block.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are some people that look back, you know, with, I wish it was back in the old depression, you know. Those guys are all dead now, but, you know. There were guys that actually fucking made fucking whole empires during that time.
Everybody, I mean, you know, as shitty as things are for most people, it's like there's always going to be somebody that takes advantage of it.
Advantage of it.
Yeah.
I've just learned not to fucking trust anything and not to believe in anything. And other than myself, you know what I mean? I know I can make it.
Yeah.
If I have to. And if I get killed, it's okay. There's nothing to worry about. You die, it's over quick.
Well,
you end up becoming one with a force and shit.
He's going to come back as a force ghost with a fucking...
I wouldn't mean any reason to come back. I'd be like, fuck it.
That's what I mean. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Just coming back and haunting shit. I don't give a shit.
I can't think of anybody that I would haunt.
It'd be like going back to kindergarten.
I was going to say, or going back to high school and fucking, why would you want to do that? Yeah. That was lame.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I could think of somebody that I could haunt for a little while, but probably it wouldn't be that. Probably wouldn't be that long. Because I'm sure I'd have better things to do. All right, so you done talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just, you know, just trying to make content. People, you know, just talking.
Yeah.
So just making, you know, content.
Like I told you guys, we're still going to do sidetrack shows. We're just not going to do them every day. And like I said, just because we saw Turbo Kid last night, and I was like, oh, well, I guess we could talk about that.
Just throwing out food for thought. I'm going to go back and watch these riots. I'm going to see if there's a riot going on over there. That dude fucking, do you see that? You hear about that?
No, I've been working.
Oh, man. They had these fucking cops. They had these cops here arresting this black dude for something stupid. It was like forgery or something. Forgery. And he's kneeling on the fucking dude's neck. They got a video of it. He's going, I can't breathe. Get off the phone. And the dude fucking killed him. Now, I don't know. That's in a lot of law enforcement manuals. It's a way of knocking somebody out.
Yeah, I know.
Which, man, that looks awful fucking illegal, if you ask me.
Yes, indeed it does.
But it's legal, though.
That does not but surprise me.
It shouldn't be. I don't think they should be able to do that.
No.
You know?
No.
Maybe in extreme cases, but the dude didn't seem like he was struggling. I didn't see the whole thing. I just saw where the video started. He was already on the ground. Anyway, that dude died.
Well, there's a lot of all shit right? like that.
So they're fucking now looting everything. And, you know, which is, I think that's kind of bullshit. You know what I mean? You loot your own fucking neighborhood, you know, just to get some free shit. Why not just fucking, you know what I mean, go demonstrate or something, you know? Everybody agrees that that dude, you know what I mean, was mishandled. Nobody disagrees with that.
Well, yeah, like I said.
They got that shit on video.
That seems to happen alarmingly often.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not even struggling, and it's like...
Yeah, and if you looked at the cops, you know what I mean?
And the cops will get away with it. They always do.
I looked at those cops, and, you know, I worked for a company that fucking contracted for Louisiana State Police, and those were fucking low-quality fucking cops. I mean, you know... I think it was... damn, I don't remember. Was it not Philadelphia? Fuck. I don't even remember the damn city. But I just look at the cops, and I'm like, man, they look like scumbags to me.
Yeah.
They didn't like state police. They looked like maybe some kind of city police. Mm. So, we'll just see how this shit goes.
I guess. But so.
I blame a lot of it on the fucking tensions of what happened with this pandemic. People being locked up for a long time, you know, and fucking economic stresses and social pressures.
Well, everyone's nerves are frayed.
Yeah. And that's for sure. These fucking cops went off on this dude. And, you know, I've run into some asshole cops. They got some fucking asshole fucking cops.
Everyone needs to just smoke some weed and calm down. Calm down. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Eventually.
It might.
But even if it's not okay, it's like if you wait long enough, it'll be okay again. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. So you might as well just chill the fuck out. Just have some weed, have some cake. Yeah. Just calm down. Nothing anybody can do about it. Not really.
Yeah. Well, it's fucking bad the way shit's going. Shit's fucking falling apart, it looks like. We'll see. Although shit like this went down in the 60s, too.
That's what I mean.
Although that shit fell apart in the 60s, though, too.
Yeah, but it's like, not forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Detroit never really came back.
Yeah, but that's one city out of, like, a huge... You know, what are you going to do?
Those riots there was like the equivalent of fucking dropping an atomic bomb on them.
You just got to roll with the shit. You just got to roll with it.
Yeah, this uncertain future here. This shit fucking... Well,
futures are always uncertain. Futures are always uncertain.
Yeah, that's true.
You could walk outside and get hit by a bus tomorrow. Your future is always uncertain.
I'm just going to see I'm going to see what happens.
Man, you know what we need to do? We need to, like, start working more on this fucking cookbook, man. Yeah. You told me you were going to start, like... What I told him to do was, because he's not going to write down, like, how he does stuff, so I told him, why don't you just record yourself talking about, and I'll write it down. Okay. So I told you to do that.
Okay.
I have, like, sort of a...
We need to kind of get together and do it.
That's what I mean. I have sort of a, you know, like a rudimentary layout. We'll like, just... I have an idea of, like, how I want shit to go, but until you tell me, like, what all... is going to go in there. Right. We have a list. Like I said, we have like a huge list of recipes.
When you're ready, you can record me and I'll walk you through it.
Okay, that'll be good. Because then I can, we can just do we'll do it
section by section.
Yeah, we'll just do like a few at a time. Like probably, because I put things into sections.
Yeah.
The like American section or like, you know, Southern U.S. recipes, that's going to be by far the biggest section. That's where we had most of the stuff. And I think drinks and desserts is the second biggest. But then, you know, then we're going to do, I'll probably do like Asian and Indian, like all in one thing. And then maybe like a couple other sections, you know, because I'm just trying to like think of like the best way to put everything together. And it's going to have like a fucking index and everything too, so people can like skip through stuff. But I wanted to start doing, because I really want to get that done in like the next few months. So we're going to have to like get on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I told you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She kind of nagging me about it.
I'm not nagging.
Okay.
I have to nag you or you never do anything.
But you never come ask me.
I asked you two nights ago.
Okay.
I asked you two nights ago. Right. I said, hey, I need you to do something for me. Like, start recording yourself talking about the recipes so I can start writing it down, because I can't really move forward with it until I, like, know exactly what I'm looking for.
You listen to this? She's laying on a bed. She's going, she does it all the time.
I know. Okay. Well, yeah, see? You just admitted it.
She does
it. I say it all the time.
Yeah.
But, well,
no, I'm just saying.
I have to.
Shit.
You're gonna get in trouble. All right. So, what?
Got up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, I woke up at 5:15 because I had to go to the bathroom, and then
you must have woke me up.
And then you were like, because he's like really, he's a very noisy person. Like, if in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
You can't even like stretch or like turn over in bed without like, ah, damn. And he's like, I'm trying to go back to sleep. Will you please be quiet?
She's exaggerating.
That's what it sounds like.
Now I'll be like, oh, God. Oh, yeah. Damn. That's because I'm usually sore.
He can't move without making noise.
Man. And some of it, you know, I talk to myself in my sleep.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes
I'll say things in my sleep and I'll comment on it.
And I'm not
sure. I don't want that shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I don't even know if like
that's fucked up.
Yeah, I don't even know if you're awake or not. Because
sometimes me talking about it wakes me up.
Yeah, and then because sometimes I'll hear and be like, I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, what don't you like?
I'm having conversations with everybody and I'm seeing things and people are showing me stuff and.
Yeah, it's not as bad as you used to be. You used to be, like, a lot worse. Like, you used to fucking talk a lot more in your sleep. You still do, but not as much as you used to. But, yeah. All right. Yeah. So, that'll do it for this sidetrack. We'll probably do another one.
Kitty rolling.
Oh, she's rolling?
Yeah.
We'll probably do another one this weekend. I think I have one more matinee that's going up this week. So, I'll probably put that up on Sunday, but we'll probably do another sidetrack on Saturday, I'm imagining. All right, so you guys have a good rest of your Thursday, and we'll talk to you again later.